Welcome back to the Deep Dive. I had a bit of a moment this morning. I was in line for coffee, just trying to wake up, and I looked around, and everyone was glued to a screen. But they weren't just looking, they were listening, scrolling, skimming. It hit me that we are living in this crisis of content saturation.
It's the defining challenge of the modern economy, isn't it? It's not enough to just be online anymore. If you're a business, you have to be in earbuds, on video feeds, in search results, in email inboxes, all at the same time. If you're not everywhere, you basically don't exist.
Exactly. It's exhausting just thinking about it. And that brings us to the fascinating experiment we're running today. We're taking two very different entities from our sources and sort of smashing them together to see what happens.
I love these. A strategic thought experiment. So, who are the players?
Okay, so in one corner, we have our user. This is Omnisend. If you are in the e-commerce space, you definitely know them. Huge platform for email and SMS marketing. We're talking over 150,000 customers and a library of resources that is honestly kind of intimidating.
Right. So they're the asset-rich player here. They have the knowledge, the data, all that content.
Precisely. And in the other corner, we have the solution, the Auto Content API. This tool, it describes itself as an industrial engine for content. It's positioned as this robust, enterprise-grade alternative to things like Google's Notebook LM, but specifically for automation.
So the mission for this deep dive is to connect those dots. We're not just reviewing a tool. We're going to analyze exactly how a content-rich giant like Omnisend could use this Auto Content API to just revolutionize their growth, their customer education, and even their global reach.
I love this because it takes the abstract buzzword of AI automation and makes it super, super concrete. So let's unpack it. Omnisend is already successful. Why do they even need an API like this?
To get that, we have to look at what I call the production bottleneck.
The production bottleneck. Okay.
If you look at Omnisend's current ecosystem, it's incredibly rich. I mean, they have a blog, webinars, ebooks, reports, this huge Omnisend Academy full of training
I
materials.
saw that in the notes. They have these amazing success stories too, like one about a company called Black Mango. They increased their newsletter signups by 150%.
Exactly. That is a gold mine of information. But here's the problem. Currently, that story probably lives as text on a web page, maybe a PDF case study. To turn that one story into a podcast episode, a YouTube video, and a vertical short for TikTok, Omnisend would typically need four separate teams.
Right, you need your editorial team for the script, audio engineers, a video team, a social media manager to cut it all up.
And that gets expensive fast. The data shows that manually producing one high-quality podcast episode can cost anywhere from, what, $150 to $500? A short-form video?
Even more sometimes.
Yeah, $50 to $300 easily. Even for a big company like Omnisend, you can't scale that. You have to pick and choose. You're basically rationing your creativity.
Rationing creativity. That is such a good way to put it. So the Auto Content API, it changes the math on that.
It completely changes the logic. It shifts the whole workflow from manual creation to automated transformation. The API, it acts like a universal adapter. It can ingest URLs, PDFs, raw text.
So you could take that Black Mango story.
You take that one URL for the Black Mango story, you feed it into the API.
And what comes out the other side?
Simultaneously, the API could generate a two-person audio discussion about the strategy they used, a 60-second vertical video summarizing the key stats for Instagram Reels, and maybe a structured infographic for LinkedIn.
Okay, wait, let's talk numbers. You said manual production is hundreds of dollars. What's the price tag here?
This is where it gets really interesting. According to their own pricing, a podcast generation costs about 10 credits. A short video is maybe 400 credits.
And in real money.
If you break that down, a podcast episode costs between like 10 cents and 2 euros.
That's significant. We're talking about a 99% cost reduction.
And that cost reduction solves the bottleneck. Suddenly, Omnisend doesn't have to decide which success story to turn into multimedia.
They just do all of them.
They turn all of them into multimedia. It's about flooding the zone with high-quality assets because the marginal cost just dropped to near zero.
Okay, so that handles the marketing side, getting all these great stories out there. But one thing that stood out to me about Omnisend is their intense focus on education. They have that whole Omnisend Academy.
Right.
How does an automation engine help there?
This is a crucial point. Omnisend's goal is to help their customers learn and grow. Now, that usually means reading guides or watching specific video tutorials. But think about how people consume information today. When do you listen to podcasts?
Usually when I'm driving, walking the dog, doing dishes, You know, I can't exactly watch a webinar on email segmentation while I'm merging onto the highway.
Exactly. That concept is called mental availability. Video requires 100% of your visual attention. It has high friction. Audio can just run in the background.
I see where you're going with this.
My view here is that Omnison could use the Auto Content API to turn every single written guide in their academy into a bingeable audio lesson.
But hold on a second. Wouldn't that just sound like a robot reading a manual? You know, step one, click the button. Step two, save. That sounds awful. I wouldn't listen to that.
That's the old way of thinking. Text-to-speech has come so far. The Auto Content API specializes in generating two-person dialogue.
So, like us right now.
It simulates a host and an expert, much like us discussing the topic.
Wait, are you saying we could be generated by the API right now?
Let's not give anyone an existential crisis just yet. But yes, the technology creates a script with two distinct personas. So instead of a dry reading of how to set up SMS marketing, you get a dynamic conversation about why it matters, the common pitfalls, and best practices.
That is so much more engaging. It turns a manual into a show.
And it creates a private podcast network for their users. Imagine an Omnisend customer subscribing to a feed that just gives them tips while they commute. It deepens the relationship. You're not just a software vendor anymore.
Yeah. You're a daily companion.
Exact.
Speaking of relationships, I saw that Omnisend really prides itself on support. They won a Stevie Award for it. That's a huge deal.
It is. And support is expensive. Every ticket costs money. Every minute an agent spends typing is margin eroding. This is where the explainer video endpoint of the API comes in.
How's that different from the podcast stuff?
It's very different. So Omnison has a help center full of articles like, you know, how to set up an abandoned cart automation. The API can programmatically crawl those help docs and generate a 60 to 90 second explainer video for every single feature.
Oh, I get it. So when a user is stuck, instead of reading three paragraphs of text, they just watch a quick video that shows them what to do.
Visual answers reduce friction. And if you reduce friction, you reduce support tickets. If the API can create these videos for pennies, Omnison can afford to have a video for even the smallest, most niche feature in their settings menu.
That's a huge value add. It's proactive support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to pivot to something else I saw in the testimonials. Omnison isn't just a U.S. company. I saw a quote from Salomon, Japan.
Right, they're global. And that brings its own set of headaches. Expanding into a new country usually means hiring a whole local content team. Translators, voice actors, consultants. It's slow, and it's a massive overhead.
And I'm guessing the API is a fix for this.
It supports over 50 languages. This allows for what we call headless content production.
Headless content production? That sounds a bit sci-fi. What does that mean in practice?
It means the production is decoupled from the human creator. So let's say Omnison publishes a big report in English on SMS marketing trends for 2026.
Okay.
They can drop that report into the system, and the ATI instantly repurposes it into Spanish, German, French, and Japanese audio and video assets.
Instantly.
Minutes, not months. And here's the kicker. The voice cloning feature.
What's that?
Omnison's leadership or their famous educators could actually speak these languages.
Hold on. So the CEO could deliver a market update in Japanese in their own voice without knowing a word of Japanese.
Precisely. The API clones the voice signature and synthesizes it in the target language. This maintains brand authenticity. It's not just some generic robotic voice. It's Omnisend's voice globally.
That is wild. It effectively multiplies their potential market overnight without multiplying their headcount.
And that's the power of infrastructure. You're not just speeding up marketing. You are altering the economics of global expansion. You can test a market like Brazil with fully localized content before you ever hire a single employee there.
Okay, let's talk about speed. Because in social media, if you're a day late, you're irrelevant. The sources mentioned newsjacking.
Yes, newsjacking. The art of injecting your brand into a breaking news story. For a company like Omnisend, this is vital. E-commerce regulations change, email privacy laws update.
And usually by the time you write a blog post about it, the conversation is already over.
Exactly. The Auto Content API has a social intelligence feature. It integrates with X and Reddit feeds to detect trends.
So it's listening to the internet.
It is. Let's imagine a scenario. A new e-commerce regulation starts trending on Reddit. Merchants are panicking. The API detects this spike.
And then what? Does it just, like, retweet something?
No, that's what a bot does. This is an agent. It triggers the deep research endpoint. This isn't just asking a chatbot. The API uses agents to browse the live web, read reputable sources, and cross-reference claims. It figures out what's really happening.
So it does the homework.
It does the research. And then within minutes, it can generate a market alert video or a podcast episode for Omnison to publish.
So while competitors are still having meetings about, what should we say, Omnison has already published a researched audio-visual breakdown.
They become the source of truth because they were first and they were accurate.
I want to touch on that deep research bit again. Sounds like it would help with SEO too. We hear a lot about programmatic SEO these days.
It's massive for programmatic SEO, or PSEO. The goal of PSEO is to dominate search results for thousands of keywords. But Google penalizes thin content.
All right, nobody wants to land on a page that just says email marketing in Austin when it's the exact same text as email marketing in Dallas. I bounce off those immediately.
The API solves this by generating unique multimedia for every single page. If Omnison wanted to create landing pages for email for bakeries, email for mechanics, email for dentists.
For every industry.
For every industry. The API could create unique audio guides and vertical videos for each specific page.
And having a video on the page keeps people there longer.
That's dwell time. It's a key ranking factor. If users stop to listen or watch, Google thinks, hey, this page is valuable, and ranks it higher. It turns PSEO from a spam tactic into a value tactic.
It's incredible to think about the scale. But I have to play devil's advocate for a second. Is this just about churning out cheap content? Where does quality come in?
Quality is paramount, but the argument here is that the API isn't replacing the idea, it's replacing the labor of formatting. The deep research ensures the facts are right. The voice cloning ensures the tone is right.
So it's high quality volume.
Precisely. It allows you to scale excellence, not just scale noise.
Okay, let's get down to the bottom line, the economics. Omnison makes a bold claim on their homepage. Make on average $79 for every $1 spent. That's a huge ROI.
It is, and I see a direct parallel here. Omnison sells efficiency to marketers. The Auto Content API sells efficiency to the producers at Omnison.
We talked about the per unit cost sense versus hundreds of dollars. But what does that unlock strategically?
It unlocks creative testing at scale. When a video costs you $300 to make, you have to be right. You can't afford a bad video. You have meetings, storyboards, risk aversion sets in.
But when a video costs, what, four?
You can afford to be wrong. You can throw spaghetti at the wall, test different hooks, different avatars, different scripts. You run them all, see what drives the most signups for Omnison, and then you just double down on the winner.
It moves creative from a guessing game to a data game.
Exactly. And the pricing model seems built for this. It's credit-based. They have plans from amateur at €24 a month to high volume at $166. This is crucial because it allows for scalability.
Right, because business is cyclical.
Exactly. If Omnison has a huge product launch in November for Black Friday, they can buy more credits. In December, they can scale back. They don't have to hire and fire staff to match their content needs.
It's flexible capacity.
It is the definition of a scalable infrastructure.
So putting it all together, we have Omnison, a tool that automates the boring stuff for marketers sending emails, SMS. And we have the Auto Content API, a tool that automates the boring stuff of production for Omnison.
It's a symbiotic philosophy. Omnison's customers love them because they save time and make money. Omnison could use the API to do the exact same thing for their own internal operations.
It really feels like we're looking at the future of how companies operate.
We are. And I want to leave listeners with one last thought on the agentic web.
The agentic web, what's that?
We are moving away from a world where humans search for things by typing keywords into Google to a world where AI agents search for things for us. When you ask ChatGPT or Perplexity a question, that AI goes out and reads content to give you an answer. And these AI agents, they crave structured data. They crave clean transcripts and deep research reports.
Right.
By using this API to generate all those assets, Omnison is essentially formatting their content to be easily consumed by AI.
So if Omnison uses this, they're making themselves easier for the robots to read.
Exactly. They ensure that their content is the food that the AI agents eat. They ensure they are the source of truth when someone asks, what's the best SMS strategy? If your content is locked in a PDF, the AI might miss it. If it's a structured transcript from this API, the AI finds it.
That is a powerful place to be. You're not just optimizing for Google anymore. You're optimizing for the AI.
That's the next battleground.
This has been a fascinating deep dive. It's rare we get to see two technologies that fit together so perfectly, at least in theory.
It really is. It's a glimpse of the truly efficient enterprise.
I want to leave you, the listener, with a final provocation. We've talked about costs dropping from hundreds of dollars to just pennies. We've talked about turning one blog post into 50 assets in 5 languages. So here is the question. If your competitor can turn a single idea into a global media empire for the price of a cup of coffee, how long can you afford to keep doing it by hand?
That is the question that should keep everyone up at night.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.